You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, bringing voice each week to their online story focusing on the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, joined by On the Ground Project Manager Sarah Rigg. And who is our guest this week?
I brought with me Jessica, who goes by Decky Alexander. She's a professor at EMU, but also the founder of a theater consulting company, Limelight.
So you started a podcast. Tell us about that.
So the podcast is called Homebound, and it really is exactly it. It is giving voice to older adults in Ypsilanti and younger people who are mostly associated with EMU to have a conversation, an intergenerational conversation in this time. And so I had been doing a lot of work theatrically, actually, with in and about vulnerable seniors, giving voice to caregivers. And I was approached by Generations United, and they asked if there's a way I could figure out how to give voice to seniors in this time. And so we came in, conceptualized this podcast, which really works to give voice to these two communities in this time.
Do we mean in this COVID pandemic? Is that the time we're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think that this is an opportunity, not necessarily negatively, but a real opportunity to sort of like take pause and see where we are. Mm-hmm. And so not leaning into where we are versus sort of leaning out and sort of like seeing it as a barrier. So the COVID time, even though this particular podcast, I think will live way beyond sort of this particular time, but it really is about Homebound. I mean, you have young adults, our college age students who are kind of in a similar space really to the older adults, seniors that may or have been sort of homebound or lacking in mobility for years. So this is an opportunity to really sort of give voice to those two communities in this time together. Yep.
Who typically participates in the podcast?
It's interesting. So this is our pilot, and we really wanted to, we were part of an intergenerational Ypsilanti senior project sort of program that was through Generations United. So we really began with our landscape, and that is older adult seniors in Ypsilanti. And we worked with individuals who were associated with seniors in Ypsilanti Senior Center. We worked with individuals that are at Gilbert House, part of our family empowerment program. And so those were the sort of older adults that we interviewed, and we wanted to really get a cross-section of experience, of culture, of ethnicity, of race, of economics. And then our college students, we tried to find, or young people, or not necessarily all college students, tried to find individuals that we think would sort of have good synergies in conversations. And we wanted to move behind, Lisa and Sarah, the idea of just an interview and really figure out how can we create conversation, intergenerational conversation in this time to explore what is a new normal, for example? What does time look like in this time? What are things that we have to keep and let go of? The individuals that we interviewed are local, and the college students or even alumni students that we sort of selected are from EMU, but actually because they were home, weren't necessarily in the actual geographic proximity.
And do you laugh? Do you cry? Do you learn? What do you get out of these podcast conversations?
So I think there's a lot of takeaways. So one of the interesting things is that the theme is this is where we are, right? So we asked all the same questions, and then we kind of had to sort of mine information and figure out what are the sort of common ideas and themes. And one of the things we really wanted to look for were authentic exchanges. Hmm. And what is an authentic exchange between an older adult and a younger adult in this time? And that could be exactly, we thought, laughter. That could be a common perspective on Black Lives Matter and BLM, because a lot of the sort of protests were happening during these interviews. An authentic exchange could be a moment when they both realize that a lot of things that they used to do were kind of lost and they had to move on. So I think in this podcast, it reveals not so much, I don't know, a stratification between old and young, but actually like a closeness that maybe we wouldn't have recognized if we weren't, as you identified, in this current time. When you don't have a lot of mobility to do a lot of the things you used to do, you can be a little bit more both self-reflective, but also you realize there's a lot of commonalities between the generations, not all these sort of disparities or distinctions.
And Sarah, what else did you learn when putting this story together?
Well, one of the things I thought was really interesting that they said was a common theme is that they were speaking to elders, but the elders often talked about their own parents. And there was this sense that they were taking something that had been passed down to them and then passing them down to the next generation. And one of the people I spoke to, Catherine Coffey Burns, described it as a ceremony. She said it was beautiful to witness of being, you know, wisdom or being passed down from generation to generation to generation. Thought that was really beautiful.
And how, Decky, have you made this happen technologically speaking when we really can't get together and seniors are vulnerable? How has that all worked out?
So we decided, that's a great question, Lisa, because we actually leaned into it. It was immensely challenging. And I do theater, and I recognize I have always been able to set up my own sets, and I put my own lights together, and that's the kind of work I've always been doing. What I call it, it's actually like on-the-ground theater. And so thought it would be correlative, and it was really a lot more challenging than we anticipated. Certainly, we can't go into nursing homes, so we had to train assistants in there to be able to sort of set up sound equipment that we would sort of give to them, and then they would set it up. We would set up a sort of microphone and computer for the older adult, and then we would have the younger adult sort of zoom into that particular conversation. But what it did is that it made it a really, the sound is, for lack of a better word, and you would know this, uneven. And instead of seeing that as like, oh my gosh, it's imperfect, it isn't imperfect, it is this time. This is this whole idea of trying to disconnect the different kinds of sounds and ways in which to find connection in this time is challenging. And so part of the podcast elevates that and illuminates that experience versus runs away from it. So it was hard. That said, we have learned a lot, and we're going to do a second season, and we're going to try to do some more like remastering of sound and try to figure out some stuff, even as we continue to have barriers and access in order to have these interviews. None of the young adults and the old adults were in the same space at the same time.
So I know where we can read about this, On the Ground Ipsy. Where can we listen to the podcast Homebound?
So you can go on to our website, which is limelightlive.org /homebound. You also can get Homebound on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google and Stitcher. And it's called Homebound Radio. We have a Twitter account. We have all of these sort of ways in which to access this particular podcast. They're around 20 minutes, and our next one is coming out next Monday. And so our next episode will be there. And so you can get it on all the sort of podcast platforms.
That's Jessica Decky Alexander from Eastern Michigan University. Sarah Rigg, always good talking to you for On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.